Thank you, Ian, once again. And now another mixed bag for our last news slot. From the resignation of the entire governing body at Bicknell School in a dispute with its Academy Trust and an award for a medical student to a marriage proposal which goes wrong. We can't say we don't have some variety here, eh? Right. A Norwich primary school has been left without governors after all of its members resigned at once amid a row with its Academy Trust. In a scathing open letter to the Evolution Academy Trust, all of Bicknell Primary School's parent and community governors have resigned from their posts. Among the complaints highlighted in the letter was that the governors had felt left out of important school processes, including recruiting new staff members and receiving feedback from Ofsted following an inspection earlier this year. The governors also said they were concerned that the Trust was pooling the budgets of its schools, which has seen £38,000 of works to Bicknell postponed to help finance a project at another Trust academy, Angel Road Infant School. The group highlighted that they had 100% faith in the school staff and head teacher, but that they had absolutely no confidence in the Trust.
A medical student at the University of East Anglia has been awarded with the highest accolade a young person can achieve for social action or humanitarian efforts. Victoria Selwyn, 25, a fifth-year Norwich Medical School student, has been honoured with the Diana Award in recognition of her work with mental health society and charity Heducate. Student-led society Heducate was established at UEA in 2012 and promotes mental health awareness, tackles stigma and combats discrimination. Victoria was elected president of the organisation in 2019 and has since developed innovative online interactive webinars reaching more than 1,000 students. She has also led fundraising projects and events, including a 24-hour live stream about mental health, and raised more than £3,500 for charity in 2020 alone. Victoria has led the creation of new Heducate branches UK-wide, and in 2021 founded the National Heducate UK charity to support mental-led mental health initiatives. She said, "It's such an honour to carry this prestigious award. It will inspire me to do even more in mental health advocacy as I graduate medical school and begin my job as a junior doctor this summer."
Now, when 26-year-old Ross Bamber prepared to drop to one knee in front of his now fiancé, Jerry Ashforth, it was meant to be the perfect moment of romance. And instead, an unfortunate mishap has seen the couple rocket to TikTok fame and millions of views on the social media platform. The couple from Cosy were staying in a holiday lodge in Watton where Mr. Bamber thought he had planned a perfect proposal. He took the unsuspecting Jerry to a secluded spot by a lake and was all set to take to one knee and pop the question. But his nerves got the better of him, and he accidentally dropped the ring in the water. Our friends came over with shorts and goggles and searched for it with a magnet, but had no luck. And that evening, we did the whole proposal over again, which thankfully went without a hitch. The now engaged couple are planning on going back to the lake with a friend's underwater metal detector to check again.
A campaign to restore a much-loved village sign is ramping up thanks to the involvement of a Norfolk-based company. The traditional style wooden village sign in Eton at Church Lane and Eton Street was installed in 1956. The sign depicts an elephant holding a barrel in its trunk. A play on words on the village's name. The elephant represents the E symbol and the barrel a ton. The sign, which requires a new post, repairs to some carved details and repainting, can be viewed from Hammond and Stratford estate agent's office, which prompted the company to get involved in restoring the sign. The agents have started their own fundraiser with the aim of raising £1,100 to support Eton Villager Residents Association, their £3,000 campaign to preserve and maintain the City Council-owned sign.
The Household Cavalry's mounted regiment, the Life Guards, visited the North Norfolk coast, allowing horses and riders to make the most of Holcombe's beautiful open sands. On what was a beautiful sunny morning, the horses also enjoyed cooling off in the North Sea, but it was not all fun and games, however. The regiment used its trip to the coast to hone a host of equestrian and military skills, as well as build the bond between horse and rider. The Household Cavalry has been coming to Norfolk for summer camp for over a number of years, and while there is work involved, staying in Nelson's County for a month is an opportunity for personnel to recharge their batteries following a busy ceremonial season. Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we will remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label over in the wallet and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. And don't forget, you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to all our loyal volunteers who have produced it today. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmshurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Now, we'll leave you to enjoy Norfolk Magazine, which follows on. So do keep listening. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this Chatterbox edition. So now it's goodbye from myself, Paul, and Sam.